Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will clean out your fingernails. What a wild thing to say. My guest today, you know her. She drew BoJack Horseman. She also is the supervising producer. Yes, on BoJack Horseman.
Sure.
She created a new show for Netflix that's going to debut next year. And it stars the voices of Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong. I mean, she got these talented women because she's so talented. Lisa!
Hannah Walt. Hannah Wang.
I like practice saying it, and I looked at it and I was like, Hannah Walt.
It has Hannah Walt. It has too many syllables.
Hannah Walt.
Hannah Wang. Wang. Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be me if I didn't fuck up someone's last name. I had to do this thing for Netflix where it was, I always call it the TSAs, but it's the TCAs, the Television Critics Association.
Yeah.
They had me host it, which is like a very weird thing. Usually it's an exec who's like, here's our show. But I think they were like, let's have fun. So I did it. And then I had to introduce actors who all had very difficult names.
Oh, no. That's my nightmare.
And I butchered, out of like maybe 40 names I had to say, I said two correctly.
Because people get all upset if you mispronounce their names. They take their names very seriously.
Yes. So then before every name, I said, I'm so sorry if I say it wrong. You could just scream out the correct and a pronunciation. And then a couple people did, and then I'd repeat it, and they'd be like, just move on.
We gotta get through these.
They're like, this is a 7-hour event, and you're making it longer. Oh, boy. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. I'm a big fan of this podcast.
And I'm a big fan of you. You've been very good to me. I put it out into the world that I wanted to get into voiceover work. And then... And then magically, I ended up doing a BoJack table read playing Angela Bassett, which was like the most fun.
That's right.
And then you guys just started like using me for little BoJack things. And then I got to do a bunch of Tuca and Birdie.
Yeah, I think you are in every episode, if not most of them.
I'm so excited to be
Well, you're
part
just
of
so
it.
Good. Like you just come in and you have like a million different voices that you can just pull up at the drop of a hat, and you're delightful and funny. So that's all anyone could ever want.
Thank you.
welcome.
Oh, it's a real treat. So, Lisa.
Yes.
You are. Oh, I also forgot to mention, you have a podcast called Baby Geniuses. That's also
right.
Very funny.
With Emily Heller.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. I pride myself on having like tons of good credits for people. Just
I love
so like
it.
Up top, you're like, ooh, I guess I'll go listen to that or watch that. Anyway, so you're in a long, long-term relationship.
I am. We are coming up on our 10-year anniversary.
Dang!
Which is crazy.
A decade!
That's so long.
That is such a long time.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
So he was roommates with Raphael Bob Waxberg, who is one of my close friends and the creator of BoJack. And I actually had a crush on Adam from afar because they were in like a comedy group together and they did online videos. And I was like, who's that? I like him. And then I went to Brooklyn to visit Raphael and I hooked up with his roommate.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed in touch. And then 6 months later, I moved to New York to pursue that relationship.
Really? You moved to New York? Wait, where were you living?
I was in L.A.
Oh! How long were you in L.A.?
I was in L.A. for like 8 years because I went here for college.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I moved to New York in 2009. And I said it was like to get into like the comics community and focus on my comics because I quit my job here. And I was like, I'm going to do comics full time. And there's so many cool cartoonists my age in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I want to be friends with them. But it was pretty much for the guy.
You're like Felicity.
I've never seen Felicity.
Oh, well, Felicity chooses a college based on, I think, Scott Speedman.
Oh.
If I'm wrong, correct me. You can email me at baconconsave@gmail.com. I'm constantly wrong, so correct me. But I think that's like the whole premise of the show, that she like follows this man to NYU.
I didn't want to admit that's what I was doing, but I mean, I had been online dating for years and it was rough.
In 2008, you were online dating?
I was, yeah. I online dated throughout college in the early
2000s. You were like
2000s.
On the front of the online dating wave.
Yeah, I was on like OkCupid that I found on The Onion. And like...
You found OkCupid on The Onion?
Or maybe it was Nerve? Was that what it was?
Yeah, Nerve is a thing. I think that was a dating site.
It's not like a thing anymore, I don't think. But I was like the featured profile one day and I was so embarrassed. Yeah, it was rough.
I can imagine because I am currently doing it.
Yeah, it sucks.
I was a Time Out New York single one year.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I got to go to a photo shoot and not one person contacted me.
I always wondered if those led to anything. Maybe everyone just assumes those people are like, it's like, oh, they've made it now. They're not going to want to date me.
But I truly was like, this is it. Everyone reads Time Out New York.
Yeah.
Everyone has a subscription that they don't pay for, but it comes to their house. I will find somebody. And truly, I think I got maybe zero or one response.
Oh, my God.
But also, I was doing it wrong. I had blue contacts. I don't know. There was a long time in my life where I was like, blue?
Hey, don't blame yourself.
Come on.
I mean, it's interesting.
They look natural. So do you, okay, in 2008, you're on the forefront of the dating apocalypse that is called online dating.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever meet anybody good?
I did date one guy for like 4 months.
Okay.
I don't think he was great. He was nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was very boring. Mm. And he kind of made me feel sad. And he just didn't like understand the drawing thing. Like I'd want to go draw and he'd be like, why? Just spend time with me. And I'm like, I'm busy. I have interests that don't involve you.
That is interesting because I feel like for non-creative people, they're like, well, why do you have to go do this creative thing?
Yeah.
Why do you have to go? Why do you have to be alone when you draw? I can't just stare at you. And it's
I know,
like,
that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like Adam is that he understands that. It's like his career is always going to be very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we can leave each other the fuck alone.
Yeah. Having time apart, I think, is important. I mean, I don't know. It seems to be important because I know in my friendships, I spend a lot of time with Sashir. And I know that our time apart is just as important as our time together.
Yeah.
And it was a very
hard... You miss
hard...
each other.
Yes, you miss each other. So when you finally get to see them, you're like, yay!
Yeah.
And I make her do this thing before we see each other. I call them friendship fasts. Where I won't let her text me for a full day before I see her. And the first time I did it, I think I had just moved to LA and we had been talking every day and I was so nervous. I was like, we won't have anything to talk about. We've talked it all out. And she was like, we can hang out all day, then talk on the phone. What makes you think we're going to run out of things to talk about? And I was like, I don't know, but stop answering. Friendship fast.
Have you ever run out of things to talk about?
Mm-hmm. No. No, because if there's like silence or we're watching something, something that happens, we'll talk about that, or something like on our phones, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I think it's just an insane thought that I have that I'm like, one day we're going to look at each other and say, why?
I kind of worry about that in my relationship, but it hasn't happened yet. So
I mean, 10 years is a great run.
Yeah.
But imagine waking up looking at Adam in the morning and being like, I don't know. I have nothing more to say to you. And he was like, me either. I guess we sit in silence forever.
I guess then we would just amicably break up.
Yeah.
It'd be very polite.
I do think you'd have a very polite breakup.
I think so, too. You're like, there'd be like a handshake involved.
You are a very polite couple. I think that's how I describe you. Just like two of the nicest people.
Yeah. There have been times where I've like kind of screamed and like, I don't know, wanted to throw a tantrum. But he's like so reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of doesn't let me be that way.
That's
nice. I'm like a door slammer.
I freak out.
Yeah.
I'm constantly like, Mom, but what about this? Am I enough? Do you like me? Ah!
I love that. I've always wanted to have like an argument where I light all his clothes on fire and like throw him out a window, but we're just not that kind of couple.
I feel like you're not that kind of person.
If
like I heard that you did that, I'd be like, Lisa,
are you okay?
Really? I mean, I guess I reach out and say, hello, friend, are you okay?
It'd be kind of exciting though, too.
I had a date with a very boring man who in his pictures, it could have gone either way. So I've been like trying very hard not to judge books by the cover because men seem to be very bad at taking pictures.
They're bad. Yeah. They're bad at like messaging too.
Yes.
I used to like put a lot on how good they were at messaging and how clever they were. And I think that doesn't matter at all.
I don't think it matters either.
Like at all.
Nope.
Like Adam's not like a great texter or whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Does he text you back though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to hate men who used emojis. And he just uses emojis. He just like puts like a smiley and he's so sweet when he texts. And like, and I'm like, oh, it's fine, actually.
I like an emoji because an emoji means you're taking an extra step to convey something to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I like emojis.
I think I didn't like how I think I liked more mysterious kind of things. But then I realized that men who are really great at texting like flirty things and are mysterious are assholes.
They're assholes and they're doing it to everybody they're speaking to.
Yes.
You're not special. That's how they're texting the world. They're being.
Yeah.
They're probably reusing jokes.
The best one that I dated who was like the best at that after dating him for a month, it turned out he had a girlfriend.
And
I'm like, you couldn't have told me that?
Yes. I wish people were more upfront.
Just tell me upfront.
Like if you have a girlfriend and you want a side piece, like let me know so I could make the choice to be a side piece.
And by the way, saying like I want to take things slow does not communicate that you have a girlfriend.
No, not at all. That just you're truly just dangling a piece of meat in front of me saying, you can have it. And we're just going to like walk very slowly to it.
Ugh, he was such a dangler.
That's
he had his cock at the end of a stick.
Truly, that's what it's like. It's like the prize is his dick and he's just dangling it. But this guy I went out with was so boring. And we were in a bar and he was speaking so quietly. I kept going, what? What? And he would repeat it like almost softer. And I was like, am I being pranked? So then I finally just started going, oh, yeah. Yes. And I don't know what he ever said. And then I drank so much because I was trying to make him interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll get drunk and I'll find him funny. But then it's like I got drunker and understood him even less. And then I was, at one point, I like went to the bathroom. I was like, what are you doing? You got to get out of here. So then I went back to our seat and I was like, hey, I think I have an early morning and I may have like had one drink too many. So I should go home. And he's like, okay, well, you bought the last round, the next. And I was like, did he ask me out again?
I don't know. All I heard was like next and round and eyeball. So then I was just like, I'm getting in a Lyft. And he was like, okay. And then he followed me out and I was like, oh, is he getting in my Lyft?
No.
And then I was like, I'm looking for a Nissan. And he's like, oh, okay, me too. And I was like, wait, is he going home with me? And he's like, oh, there's mine. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, thank God.
Also just leaving.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And then he said he was a DJ. And I was very confused because you work in loud music. Why do you whisper?
He lets the music speak for him.
Maybe. Maybe.
God, I hated dating because it felt like just spinning plates to amuse myself.
Yeah.
For the most part.
You spend a lot of time being like, this person's boring, so I'll do this to make it more interesting.
Yeah. Like, not to sound like a total misanthrope, but like most people are very boring and not very smart.
I don't think that makes you sound like anything other than a person who understands the world.
Yeah.
Everyone is kind of boring.
Yeah.
I matched with this guy who, so I'll show you, but in my profile, I'm holding a big old dildo.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see. I've heard so much about this picture.
It's a fun one. He said, so he, this is on Hinge, he liked it, and then he said, what did Barney do to you? So I said, what? He said, either that's way more dinosaur than man, or you're going to be horribly disappointed. I think we both know it's the latter. So I said, I love how men are so insecure about their dick size, like right off the bat. It's sad. And then he goes, you're not wrong. In all honesty, I was more insecure about making you laugh / thinking I was interesting.
Oh.
Confidence isn't high right now as I'm recently out of a 2.5-year relationship. Instead, I face planted on a terrible joke. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Then I said, geez, no, I was too harsh. Then he goes, no, it was fair, especially in the context of the onslaught of assholes that preceded me / my comment. I was like, well, friend, we got off to a terrible start. Then he said, what are you talking about? You learned I can admit when I'm wrong and be vulnerable, and I learned you're willing to see where someone else is coming from, and you won't stand for BS. Plus, you must think I'm a little cute. And I was like, this is, you got so much out of that exchange.
It feels so performative, like he's trying so hard to show you he's not like everyone else.
Yes.
I don't know if I trust it.
I don't trust him at all. And it went on for a little
bit.
But
he's like, he's kind of hitting all the right notes in a
yes.
way that's a little creepy.
yeah, like someone is coaching him through this exchange.
Yeah.
And then he like asked me what I was into. And then I like talked for a little bit. And then I was like, I can't just text this person paragraphs on paragraphs on paragraphs.
Yeah, like go out if you're
yeah,
gonna.
Like, yeah, like if you are interested in me, go out with me. Because we had like several exchanges over like 4 or 5 days. And I was like, yes.
Shit, or get
like,
off
a, like
the pot.
7 days. Yeah. Shit in me or get.
That's right. Put your ass up to
my
ass
pot.
And shit in my ass. That's what I like to do on a first date to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a poop transplant to
yes.
see if your poop makes me feel good.
To see if you're down to get to down to clown. Yeah, I keep having these exchanges with people where they're just, it's strange. I'll read you another one. Okay, this one was on Tinder. Also, I put up a new Tinder picture and it's been getting a lot of traction.
Ooh.
It's just because my big old butt's out.
Mm.
Okay, so this man said, I can't not say hello, even though we matched on OkCupid months ago, and I embarrassed myself by not specifically knowing what a period is, and I don't remember our conversation.
Wait, a period?
Yeah, I guess he didn't know a lady's period.
Okay.
Which is strange.
Not great.
And not okay, because he's a grown man. And since then, I've become a fan of your podcast.
Oh.
And also have dreams, but not that much money, and a tiny little dick that looks very funny on my big, hairy body. What up? What up? So I said, this is a lot of information.
This is not going to work.
Oh, he said, yeah, that's true. I guess I could have just started with, what up? What up? I said, yep. Then he said, sorry to bother you. Maybe I'll learn from this and not open with my lack of ambition and silly little penis next time I try to chat somebody up. I said, can I read this on my podcast? And then I said, also, do you want to get a drink? I'm out of town till the 11th. Because I was like,
oh, that's nice.
I don't know. you listen to my podcast, you like me, you swung, why
yeah,
not?
Why
the
not?
Worst thing that happens is, you know, maybe we don't get along. And then he was like, sure. Also, yes. And then he said, assuming you mean after the 11th, to reiterate, I cannot afford to meet anywhere out of town. And I was like, yeah, after the 11th when I'm back. He's like, I know, I just made a dumb joke. And I was like, why won't you learn from you?
He's going to be like, worse in person.
We already cleared this up. But why did you make a joke about not having money again?
Are you going to go out?
Well, I didn't text him when I got back on the 11th.
I mean, maybe it's good to know this stuff up front. He is a tiny little dick that's very silly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not what you're looking for.
I mean,
I myself don't care about size, but perhaps you do. And that's okay.
I do care about size-ish. But if I like meet someone and they're like sweet and they make
if they're
me
perfect,
feel good,
other
yeah,
than the, yeah.
Then it's like we can go shopping for a bigger
you
dick.
You can use that big old dildo in
or,
that photo.
Yes. Yeah. Or anything. I joke a lot about how like size matters a lot. And it's like in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't.
Nah.
It's mostly a joke. But I think men really can't get past that being a joke.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like, ah, oh, she said she wants a big one. I don't have a big one. I got to just say it out loud that I don't have a big one.
Men get scary with that stuff. Like,
yes.
Didn't the Golden State Killer have a tiny little penis? It's
oh,
like,
did he?
Yeah, things probably start with that. And then he just kind of spun out. No, I have no idea.
He's like, I got a little dick and I got to start murdering.
It's hard not to connect those things.
I mean, I don't think you're not wrong. Wait, Lisa, we got to take a break. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. So you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me.
Ooh, we're back.
I love your abrupt breaks. They just come out of nowhere. It's shocking every time.
I've never done that.
Oh, we're having fun. Okay, Lisa, tell me about your worst dating experience.
My worst. That is hard to say because there have been so many bad ones. There was one guy. Oh, God. I feel bad. But I went on a date with him because he said he was like a puppeteer. And I was like, that seems cool. Mm-hmm. And then when we went on a date, I was like, that is not cool. That's creepy. And he was really, really short. He lied about his height.
Oh, no.
I don't mind short guys. I think I've had crushes on short guys. Mm-hmm. It's fine. But don't lie.
Yeah.
That's weird.
What else are you going to lie about?
Yeah. And then he had tiny, tiny little brown teeth.
Oh, no.
And he was a puppeteer. And I was just like, oh.
He was like a puppet himself.
Yeah.
He went on a date with a puppet.
I didn't fuck him.
Good. I don't think you could fuck anybody with little brown teeth.
I couldn't.
Did they look like little brown sugar cubes?
Tiny, tiny little chiclets.
Yeah. Ugh. A puppeteer, honestly, I understand why you went out with a puppeteer.
I just thought, oh, he's creative. He'll understand. Because it was so hard to find a guy who understood what I do and like wasn't weird about me having my own little interests and hobbies that don't have anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. Guys are weird about that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't really dated too many normies. People who...
Civilians.
Civilian. It is funny that we call them civilians.
It's very funny.
Just like normal people. But the more I do date them, I'm like, but like, what do you do? Like,
yeah.
What else? What do you do?
What do you do when you go home at night?
Yeah. And then I like do a lot of things. And I think it's overwhelming for some, like this one dude, we matched on an app and we were talking and then he's like, when are you free? And I was like, this week I only have Tuesday. And he's like, I work on Tuesdays. And I was like, okay, I'm truly not free, honestly, until December 3rd. Mm-hmm. And he was like, wow. And I was like, that's it. Like, that's my schedule is really, really wild right now. Like every weekend this month I've been out of town, which is a little taxing, but it's been really exhilarating. Yeah. I've gotten to do my hour in front of people who like are happy to come to shows.
Yeah.
Cause for a while I'd be at clubs and it'd be people who'd be like, I don't know, let's go see a comedian this weekend.
Oh, right.
And they like didn't know who I was. And I think I usually have like a gay opener or a female opener. And I think when they sit and they're like, ugh, a white gay man, I can deal with this. No, this black lady's talking. And she's talking too much about her pussy. And she's very liberal. I don't like this. And I get like a lot of people who like get uncomfortable and heckle. Mm-hmm. But now things are good. I had two
people
great
are coming
weekends.
To see you.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just at in D.C. and that was really great. And then I was in Vermont and that was great. Except for one show in Vermont. It had snowed and I think nobody had left their house. So everyone started drinking early.
Oh, no.
Because several people just dropped glasses. Like glasses were breaking everywhere. And then somebody tore down the partition between the urinals and the men's room. And then someone like passed out in the bathroom. And I was like, Vermont is wild. But I had a great time. How was your Thanksgiving? I'm gonna ask everybody.
My Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
it was good. I stayed in LA.
Why did you say
it's so just
you were like what Thanksgiving? What do you mean?
What did you hear?
Well, I didn't do anything on Thanksgiving. I ate. I did nothing.
Why am I acting like I murdered someone? No, I just stayed in town and I like went out to Chinese food with my brother.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very chill.
Oh, your brother lives out here?
Yeah.
Oh, how old is he?
He's 4 years older than me.
Is he single?
No, he's not.
I'm always trying to get into friends' families.
Oh, my God.
Can I have your brother?
I love his girlfriend so much, but if you were
killer,
like my sister-in-law, that would be amazing.
We would have the most fun together. Okay, so 10 years.
Yeah. Thank God. I hope I'm never single again.
It's honestly a journey that I wish on nobody.
It was so hard for me to find guys who would even date me.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I think
that's so weird.
And I got friend zoned so much. I couldn't find anyone who wanted to fuck me. It was crazy. I had like a 7-year dry spell. Like I just.
7 years.
Like I would go on dates, but they just never really went anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like I just didn't have a boyfriend for that long.
So you didn't have a boyfriend?
No, I had sex a little bit, but okay. It was always crazy.
How so?
There was one guy. He was actually really nice. I met him at a party. I was going upstairs and he was coming down and we mm-hmm. got in each other's way. And then we were like, ha, ha, ha. I was like, oh, this is cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were having sex and he had a panic attack and he just started sweating so much that it was like water was just pouring onto me. And he said it was because he was sad about his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And then we tried again and the same thing happened. And it was just like, No.
That, man, I'm so sad that happened to you.
I know.
I can't imagine a man giving me a body shower and saying...
Of his own sweat.
Of his own sweat, saying, I'm sad about my ex-girlfriend.
I'm so sad Jenny dumped me. I'm like, well, I'm...
Oh, he said her name?
Yes.
Oh.
And then I saw his apartment and it just looked like a hurricane had like hit it. It was just everything, a mattress on the floor, just stuff all over. Like
the worst is when you go to a man's house and the mattress is like on the floor and they don't have furniture.
Yeah.
And like there's a big bottle of lotion next to the bed.
Yes.
It's like, you went out with me. You didn't think that maybe I'd come back here.
Yeah.
You could at least pretend that you have your shit together.
Your weird, stinky man cave.
Ugh.
Where you masturbate a lot.
Ugh.
I mean, it's fine. That's fine. But clean it up a little.
I can't talk. My room is despicable right now. But it's specifically because I keep going in and out of town. I'm tired.
You're busy.
I am. I am a little busy beaver, but hopefully December's a little less busy. Can I ask you a question about animation? Animation takes a very long time, yes?
Yeah, it does.
Do you draw everything? How does that work?
I'm not an animator. I just, I help design stuff. So I'm like, mm-hmm. it should look like this and it should be this color. And then the animators take it and they make it move and that takes way more work.
Mmm. That's wild.
Yeah. And then we do retakes, which is when you get the animation back and you're like, that looks weird. Do it again. And then they redo it. It takes a long time.
That's wild. Did you always know that you wanted to do cartoons?
No.
You were doing comic books first.
Yeah. And for a while, I thought I'd be like a photographer or like a painter in galleries. But that didn't really work out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I kind of just fell into it.
Being a painter who sells paintings, to me, I'm like, how?
Yeah. How do you make a living from that?
I'll tell you, paintings are expensive.
They're really expensive.
I got an interior decorator because I'm tired of living in an empty house. I did okay this year, so I was like, okay, Nicole, you can spend the money to decorate your house because I am.
Your house is amazing.
Crazy with money. Thank you. You have to come back over when it gets warm or when I get a table and we can have a dinner party.
Yes.
But she had sent me this painting that I loved, and I don't get prices when she picks out things.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just get a board and I'll go, oh, I like this, I don't like this. And then she sent me this one painting that I loved because I said I wanted black art.
Yeah.
And she found this beautiful painting of this black woman with these colors, and it's rich and it's gorgeous. And then I get the proposal, and it was $4,000.
Oh, $4,000 for the
painting? Yes.
That's not that much.
Really?
That's nothing. That
am
is
I
absolutely
I'm a painting
nothing.
Novice?
I thought you were going to say 40,000.
40!
Like, I've tried to buy, I was trying to look up, like, how much photographs cost from, like, a well-known photographer, and it's, like, $25,000 for a photograph,
what?
Which you can reproduce. But I guess they're, like, a limited edition. A painting, like, that, 4,000 is not much.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Artwork is really expensive.
That's crazy to me.
I don't sell things for that much, but I sell paintings for over 2,000 sometimes.
Well, I guess
if I'm on a
time,
good day,
it's your effort.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you know what? It's the same thing as doing like a stand-up show. You want to make your guarantee, and then if you sell out, you get your bonuses or whatever. But
a good painting will take like a week to make at least.
And it was a really cute painting. I just can't fathom walking past it and being like, that is $4,000.
Yeah.
And I can't use it for anything.
Art collecting is really bougie.
Yeah, maybe I'll get into that when I have money to buy.
It's very much a luxury purchase.
Yeah, but for right now, I was like, table, chairs, these things I need.
Yeah. Can you get like a grand piano? Because that'll class up the joint.
I want a purple baby grand piano.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get it.
And I think
that'll cost like $40,000.
It'll be so much money.
Yeah.
When I get a job next year, a steady series regular job, that's my gift to myself.
Fuck yeah.
A purple baby grand piano.
With like the Prince symbol on it.
Yeah. Imagine I just get Prince's piano. I mean, that would be wild.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to read you some more. Actually, I'm going to have you go through my Tinder. Let's see.
I'm excited to finally see some of these pictures I've heard described on the podcast.
And everyone will be happy to know. Oh, I stopped doing it because I wasn't changing it as often. And people were like, it's getting stagnant.
Yeah, it's the best part of the podcast where you just describe images. This is cute. You're crouched next to like a Barbie car.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You look fun.
Thank you. That was my green room of a show.
You look sassy. Okay, here you've got a great wig. Oh, there's a dildo.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, this picture's cute.
Thank you.
Are men like upset by this or are they okay with it?
Some men, well, the best messages I get are your shirt is looking at what's in your hand and it looks excited or whatever. And then I always respond with, yeah, it's a monster shirt looking at a monster dick. And they go, oh, okay. And then we move on.
It looks like the dick belongs to the shirt somehow.
Yeah,
that's my dick.
That's my dick, and it's right by my face. Or like, this is my dinner. But like when men harp on it, like that dude who like kept saying he had a tiny dick.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's move on. If you can't get past it, then I don't think I can go out with you.
Yeah.
That's like my barometer. And that's why after I think I've done 50 episodes of this podcast and most people are like, take it down. I'm like, I don't think I can because it's a good barometer.
Yeah. I mean, I almost would just because it might turn someone off at the first. But then it's like, why? If they can't, then I don't want to. We wouldn't want to be with that person.
If like my big old dildo turns you off, like buckle the fuck up if you ever come to a show.
Right?
Like you're going to be so upset by everything I do.
Yeah. I mean, it's like relationships involve compromise and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you shouldn't have to change yourself or like tamp down on your own personality.
I can't do it anymore. I got to be me.
Oh, you're very cute in this next picture. You look like a present. You've got a
white
bow in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
This one's very festive. And a tiger on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, you have a fun drink.
Yes, yes, yes. So everyone knows I drank and I like to have fun.
Very cute. Nice makeup. Ooh, this one, I can see your butt.
Yes, I'm on all fours on a bed in a sex shop.
This one, you're climbing a bookcase.
Oh, that one. Zoops. You haven't gotten to the other one where I'm bent over yet.
This is hot.
The bookcase one was for just so you could see the body, yaddy yaddy.
Yeah, yeah.
I never want to meet somebody and have them look disappointed when I walk in the room and they're like, oh, she's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is all out there. This is it.
That, I used to be bigger back about like 10 years ago. And that happened to me once on a date where a guy like kind of looked down and was disappointed. And it was the worst feeling.
Yeah,
it's just like,
you feel like shit.
Fuck you.
So it's just like, put it out there. You can't make me feel bad about me if I've already shown you what I look like.
Plus you look hot.
Thank you.
This one's one with your dog.
Oh, Clyde. He'll eat your face and then ask to be your friend.
Hey, I've met Clyde. He's very cute. Yeah. Oh, here's the one where you're on all fours with the stripey shirt.
Yes. Yeah. The picture's getting a lot of traction.
Your butt looks great in it.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Butt is maybe my favorite body part.
It's good. I have mixed feelings about my butt. It's good to like.
You got a good butt.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the thing. When I go to the gym, you look around because you're like, I don't want to be here. And I'm in hell. I'm in hell. I need something to get through this. Ooh, a person. Okay, they have a nice butt. I think my general consensus is most people have nice butts.
Yeah, I love butts.
Every now and again, you'll be like, that's an inverted butt. That's a weird butt. But for the most part, butts are good and butts are nice.
I like big butts.
I do like a big butt.
I like drawing them. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I follow this lady on Instagram. Her name is Persian Baddie. She may have changed it. I don't know. But she has the biggest butt I've ever seen.
I gotta follow this.
Obskies, it's surgically enhanced. And sometimes I'm worried that she's gonna like fall and like break in half.
Oh my God.
Because it's so big. But yeah, I'll send you a...
I gotta follow this butt.
I'll send you her Instagram.
I feel like a lot of guys like a big butt, and they just like a lot of them are too basic to admit it or something, or like they're worried that their dude friends will be like, "What, you like big butts?"
Well, that's like, I love my curvy wife. Do you remember that man? I feel like I've mentioned him a couple times.
I'm obsessed with that.
I'm obsessed with that whole thing.
And I love to just say, I love my curvy wife about everything.
She wasn't even big. She's maybe a size 8 or 10.
Yeah.
Because she just had
like perfect curvy like hourglass proportions.
Yes.
There was nothing
fat about her. And then just the fact that he called her his curvy wife.
I love it.
I love my curvy wife.
I was talking to Adam about it the other day, and he was like, I think some people were like too hard on him. I was like, really? Why? He's like, well, because some men like don't realize that they can be proud about liking larger women, and so it was like kind of normalizing that a little bit. I was like, yeah,
but
she wasn't.
If you're gonna say I love my curvy wife, bitch better look like a snowman. Like, I want her to be just like blah 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 blah, like I want her to be big.
The implication was like, I know you think she's disgusting, but
like I like to stick my dick in her, and I'm brave.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram, or I have, like, a picture of her saved so I can, like, go find her easy. And I'm like, what this? All she does is, like, she models clothes.
Yeah.
And then she's got, like, a link to this site where it tells you where to get them. And I'm like, you literally are a size 10.
Yeah.
That's not that curvy.
No.
The average woman was a 14 and now she's a 16 because people be getting bigger in the Midwest. They are the ones who are, you know, jacking that up.
Mm-hmm.
If my significant other or my partner called me his curvy wife, I would be like, you gotta get a fucking grip. Don't call me a curvy wife.
I mean, they both just seem like the corniest people
in
the world.
Just very corny. How do you feel about public declarations of love?
Kind of icky, but I think, I mean, Adam and I do it occasionally. Like, mm-hmm. on our anniversary, sometimes we'll make, like, a cheesy Instagram post. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, for the most part, I try to keep it private. Mm-hmm. I don't like to do, like, we've been asked to do, like, podcasts together about our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little, like, nah, I just don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, I do feel like it'd be a little jinxy. And then also it's like, what happens if you like uncover something that you don't like about each other during the podcast?
Yeah. Or
then
like
you need to go home and talk about it.
I know. I don't think we really have many secrets, but yeah, I don't know. I also like wouldn't want to like give relationship advice because I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's all just a crapshoot.
When did you and Adam move in together?
I moved to Brooklyn and he wanted me to move in with him right away. And I was like, no, that mm-hmm. seems like too big of a step because I just moved to the same city as you. Mm-hmm. So let's just see how it goes. And then a year later, I moved in with him.
Oh, okay. And then when did you decide to be exclusive? Was there a talk or did it just happen?
We kind of said, well, Adam was sort of joking, like, you know, the moment you move to Brooklyn, you're my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, okay. So that was pretty much it.
How sweet.
Yeah.
How simple. How nice.
He did do this thing. He's going to hate that I'm talking about this. Right before I was going to move to Brooklyn, mm-hmm. he did this thing for Marie Claire magazine online where he went on a date with another girl and they both live tweeted the date.
Oh.
And I thought it was really fun and I was watching along and stuff. And then at some point they were like, okay, logging off now.
Mm.
And then I like texted him like, haha, how's it going? And I didn't get a response back. And it was because they were making out.
Oh, no.
And I lost my mind. I was like, you are like, because he was going to fly to San Francisco and then we were going to uh-huh. drive across the country together when I moved to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're coming here in 3 days. You're going to be my boyfriend or whatever. And you just want to have your cake and eat it, too. And you're selfish. And he was like, oh, my God, you're right. And he was like so apologetic that I think it kind of helped like be like, you're never doing this to me ever again.
Interesting, specifically because I don't fault him.
No.
Because
I didn't say, I totally encouraged him to do this thing.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's fun. It's cute. Whatever.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And then.
And I was trying to be a cool girl too. Like, whatever. Yeah. We're not dating yet. Have fun. Yeah. And then as soon as it happened, I was like, no.
It is so hard to remain chill. But
I don't think I'm a polyamorous type person.
I don't think I am either. But then also maybe it's a very hard thing that I'm trying to deal with. But I would have done the same thing you did. Encourage him to do it.
Yeah.
And then when he made out with the person, been very upset.
Yeah.
But then had to be like, well, I encourage you to do that. You were also live tweeting a date, which being on a date, if it goes well, you already have like endorphins and you're like on a little bit of a high.
Totally.
So then you're also live tweeting it, which like adds to it. And you're
there's
like
a performative.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
So it's like, of course we're going to make out.
Absolutely.
And then of course you're going to be like, nah.
Yeah. Wait, what about me?
What about me? I want it. Make out with me.
I almost called the whole thing off. Like, fuck it. We're not going to date. This is mm-hmm. terrible. And then I actually like talked to my mom about it. And she was like, just tell him how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And it was fine.
Isn't that insane?
Just communicate.
If you just tell someone how you feel, 90% of the time, it is fine.
It's fine. And they're like, oh, okay, I won't do that again.
I won't do that. I'm
I won't
sorry,
hurt you on purpose.
I'll do what you asked me to do. It's
insane. It's like the biggest lesson I had to learn like
mm-hmm.
while dating. Because Adam was already good at that. And I was mm-hmm. sucked at it. So he kind of taught me.
I'm not the greatest communicator until it boils to a point where I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I'm real quiet until mm-hmm. I explode. It's not great.
Except I ran into this guy that I mentioned it in an earlier episode. I ran into this guy that I had been on like a couple dates with, and then I ran into him on another date with somebody else. And at the time I was like, I hate this. It's right in front of me.
Wait, was it that guy who like kind of ghosted you?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a different guy. I'm always getting ghosted. Ugh. But no, so we
gotta stop dating ghosts.
I know, but it's so hard. Casper's so hot.
They're so hot.
I love a good ghost. I love how cold they are.
Did they come in me or not?
I don't know. It'll be fun to find later. So I ran into him, was like pretty chill in the moment, and then got a little upset, but then I was like, but I'm also dating other people, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I sent him a very calm adult text message the next day when I had actually thought about it.
Uh-huh.
And was like, it's okay. We're both dating other people. I'm still down to go out if you're still down to go out. And he was just like, I know it's a bad look. I apologize for that.
Aww.
I would love to go out with you again. You beat me to it, but yeah, it's great. And I was like, okay. We had a very adult response to what
civil.
Happened. Yeah. And I was like, in the moment, if I had texted him like the night of, it would have been something crazy. It would have been nuts. How dare you? And it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like you haven't had any sort of discussion about anything. Also, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
It's been a real learning experience. And I think talking about it as much as I have been talking about it has been very helpful.
Oh, this podcast has been therapeutic for you?
Kind of. Oh. Because then I'll like bring things up with my therapist and she'll be like, okay, let's unpack that. And I'm like, all right, Mary. But like also just hearing other people being like, oh, I had the same reaction as you to that. Or mm-hmm. like, I don't think that reaction's abnormal is like, ah, okay.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. We're not all, I'm not crazy.
Yeah. You're not crazy.
Lisa, thank you. Sometimes I feel insane. Let's see. How many long-term relationships have you been in?
I had a high school boyfriend that was like on and off for years.
Mm-hmm.
He was an asshole and he was like, yeah, he was just nuts. He did not treat me very well, but that's okay. I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's pretty much it.
Oh.
Like the longest one aside from him and Adam was like 4 months.
Mm. I'm always confused as to how serial monogamists can be serial. Like, I've got a couple of friends who've gotten out of relationships, and within, like, what seems like weeks or a month,
yeah,
they're already, like, in a full-blown relationship with someone that they're saying, I love you to.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, how are you doing this? One, how are you finding these men to trick?
Yeah.
Two, how have you opened your heart so quickly?
Yeah. Maybe they just hate being alone.
Maybe. And I don't hate being alone.
I kind of love it.
I like being alone. I like having my time to myself.
I definitely get lonely, but it feels mm-hmm. kind of fun to get lonely, like to just kind of sit in a room and mm-hmm. work on art or whatever.
I get lonely when I'm on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Because you're like, truly, I don't know a soul. I don't know how people move to new cities.
Yeah.
Like, that's very scary.
Yeah.
But then I guess you have a job and then you can make friends with your coworkers. But coworkers.
Yeah.
Aren't fun sometimes.
Sometimes not.
I used to work at this store called Lane Bryant and all the girls there, they call me weird. They're like, oh, Nicole's so weird. And I just kept trying so hard to make them my friends and they were just like, we don't want it.
Why? Because you were funnier than they were?
Well, because they played the same CD every day with like 11 or 12 songs, maybe 20 songs. So like if you worked an 8-hour shift, it would repeat itself.
Wow, hellish.
Yes. So there was this one song that came on. It was Scissor Sisters, Don't Feel Like Dancing. So I would drop whatever I was doing and I would dance. I would dance in the aisles and I would just dance. And all the girls were like, ugh. She's so weird.
What? You're fun.
And then after like a month, because we would have the CD for like 3 months,
mm-hmm.
after like a couple months, the CD changed and I picked a new song to dance to, they would start dancing.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be like, this is fun. And I was like, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
God.
Why couldn't you, like, just join in. Have a time.
I can't handle people who don't want to, like, play the game with you, you know, that, like.
Yes.
Yes and me. No, just kidding.
I mean,
but
yes and me.
I don't like feeling like I'm up on a stage, like, just trying to, like, entertain mm-hmm. and people are just watching me. Like,
yes.
Just come up on with me. Like, I don't know.
It is
I'm not
so
even that outgoing, but just, life is stupid and weird and funny.
Right? Like, just have a good time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll dance in Target. Sometimes I'll put on a hot dog costume in Target and dance around.
Why the fuck not?
I just like to giggle. I feel like life is so long.
It's so long.
That, like, we should spend as much time giggling and tee-hee-heeing as possible.
I agree.
But that's just me. We've come almost to the end.
Oh.
Lisa?
Yes?
Would you date me?
No, because I'm in a relationship and I think I'm mostly straight, but okay. But yeah, if I was single, I'd give it a go. Why not?
Yay! That's what I like. I always like a no that then turns into a yes.
I just said no flat with no explanation. Absolutely not.
No. I'm waiting for someone to just go, no.
No.
And then never say another word. And then I go, okay, I guess we're at the end. That was fun. Lisa, do you have anything you want to? Ooh.
I just think you're a glittering gem and so unique. And... I hope you meet a guy who even, like, remotely deserves you.
Thank you.
Not to, like, stick my tongue all the way up your ass, but you're just great.
I like your tongue right in my ass. It makes me feel good.
I've never eaten ass before.
You've never?
No. Should I try it?
Yes. Wait. You've never eaten Adam's butt?
No.
In 10 years?
No.
And he's never asked? Has he eaten your butt? But you've never eaten his butt? You should eat his butt tonight.
Okay.
Or just ask. Ask first. He might not want his butt eat. But, like, he might want his butt eat.
I'm sure he'd probably be down to try.
I think you should eat his butt.
He's very open-minded.
Here's what you should do.
Okay.
Okay. Get him right on his back.
Yeah.
Spread them little leggies.
Do you do any prep? Like, what do you...
We'll have him, like, wash his butt.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes boys are dirty.
I know.
Have him wash his butt.
Okay.
Okay. Get him on his back. Lay him down and get to that little butthole. Lick that little butthole and jerk him off.
Oh, okay.
He'll come real hard. Or he won't because he's like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think you got to do it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to find a dirty thing.
Oh, a comment.
Because okay. I asked people to send me dirty things. Marissa will edit this out and it will be great. Okay. Lisa, do you have anything that you want to promote other than that you're going to eat your man's butt tonight?
I'm going to be eating some butt tonight. So if you all want to come watch that. Please, we'll be live streaming it.
Imagine. Tune into Periscope.
We're not very open about our relationship, PDA, but this is the time to.
This is the time where everything changes.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, here's what you're going to promote. BoJack just started streaming again on Netflix.
That's
a new
right.
Season.
Season 5.
And then you guys got renewed for season 6?
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Working on that now.
And then
Tuca and Birdie's going to come out next year, and Nicole Byer's in it.
Yes!
Holy shit.
And it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the most fun. Just you guys set up a really great environment from, like, the table reads to, like, the actual recordings.
That's
you've
so
made
nice
me
to hear.
Sing, and you've made me comfortable with
my
bad
singing. Oh, yeah, you sang.
Singing.
You were good. I was so surprised that you said you don't sing because you sounded great.
I think you're lying to me, but I.
You're so cute in that musical. It's fantastic.
Take the lie.
I laugh every time
oh,
your
really?
Part comes
I'm
yeah,
so excited
it's so
to
good.
See it. I cannot wait. Your scripts were so funny.
Oh, thank you.
They were
thank
so
you.
Funny. Thank it was so much fun. If you like my podcast, please subscribe or follow. I don't know. figure out how to listen to it, and if you send me a nasty little message, I will read it. This person, it was a nice little DM on Instagram, said, "Hi Nicole, I love you so much. I would chop your pussy lips off.
Oh,
fry!
I'm so shocked already.
Fry them with some olive oil and eat them with sweet Thai chili sauce.
Oh my god."
I mean,
so specific.
It's very specific and also horrific. I don't mind that you sent that to me, but if you chop my pussy lips off, you're gonna kill me. Like, you don't come back from that.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Toodaloo. Ooh-ooh. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.